The fifth quarter.
It's full time. The Cats have got the job done. 8-14-62. They have defeated North Melbourne 6-6-42.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Well, they got the job done, Neildy. It was ugly. It wasn't pretty, but win's a win.
Absolutely. Down in Tassie, they won by 20 points, Jay. So I think at times we felt that there were opportunities for the Cats to break away. But to North Melbourne's credit, they fought really hard. They had numbers around the ball. It was really good in contest. There was really no break-free play, really, for the whole day. It was very low scoring, 62-42. But we'll take that.
Remember our tradition. Stand up and fight. It's
you know it's a good win when they go with the second verse.
The game to fight with all our might, because we're the mighty blue and white. And when the ball is bounced to the final bell, stand up and fight like hell.
So the Cats get it done, 8-14-62, and defeated North Melbourne 6-6-42. And shared the goals around this afternoon too. Gary Rowan, Cam Guthrie, two apieces. Benny said earlier, Cam, not a noted goal scorer, and he kicked a couple this afternoon. Gary Rowan, too, and Sean Higgins in his 250s as well. Quentin Narkle, Tom Hawkins with that beautiful kick in the last term has got the job done for the Cats. And
Cam and Zach Guthrie had 28 possessions each.
Oof.
So that will be something that has never happened before. I wouldn't have thought that'd have to be nearly career high for Zach Guthrie.
For Zach, absolutely, yeah. He was good this afternoon, wasn't he?
He was very good, yeah. And just gives you the idea of the depth that, you know, Geelong have, is that he cannot get a game most weeks and can come in today on the back of playing. Today was his, where am I looking, Zach Guthrie. It was his 29th game of AFL footy and he's collected 28 touches. So gives you an idea of the depth that Geelong do have, which is what you need to win a flag. And that's what they're trying to do. They cement themselves in second position on the table. Bulldogs had a win earlier today. They're on top and all going well. You'd think Geelong, I think the Bulldogs have a reasonable run home. So you'd have to think that they are Monty's to win their final remaining games. And if Geelong do likewise, they'll finish second and play probably either Melbourne or Port Adelaide in the first week of finals. So it was really comprehensive. Well, it wasn't comprehensive. North Melbourne really happy. Geelong were sort of in spits and spurts. Hall had 36, Simpkin had 29. Davies Uniac had 23 for the Cats. I mentioned the Guthrie boys had 28 each. Tui, his good form continues, 26. And Isaac Smith, he's playing well again. Well, he's played well all year, actually, quietly having a really nice season, Isaac Smith. He had 26 touches, 9 marks. Tom Stewart was, geez, he was nearly close to best of field again. 24 touches, 13 marks, if you don't mind. Just looking at the live ladder. So Geelong second, 132%. And Sean Higgins in game 250 is being chaired off by Joel Selwood and Jack Zeeble. So the two skippers of the clubs he's represented along. Pity there's not a Bulldog representative there who could have come down and helped with that cheering off process. But nice touch for Shawnee Higgins in game 250. Really, really big effort. You don't play 250 games of AFL footy by accident. 23 touches, one goal, one for Sean Higgins in his 250th match at Blundstone Arena.
He was good today, wasn't he?
He was good. Particularly first half.
He was really good. He helped set up things early. We know he's a really good user of the footy. Kicked a wonderful goal at one stage, I think, as he was being tackled, falling to ground. A class player, and as you said, both of you said, 250 games. That's an unbelievable milestone when you think how many people actually play footy.
Bulldogs have Essendon, Hawthorn and Port Adelaide to come in the last three
Essendon,
rounds.
Essendon, Hawthorn
and Port Adelaide in the last
where
game.
Where are Adelaide's in, Port in Melbourne? Well, it's supposed to be.
I was going to say, it could be in Wellington. Who knows, Neildy? But yeah, it's supposed
true.
To be in Melbourne.
So you
to
think,
be in Melbourne.
Yeah, they'll be safe, you would think. And the Cats, what
Cats
are you got?
Cats all at home now.
GWS, St Kilda
and Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yep,
all
GMHBA.
All down here. Okay, yep. Terrific work. Well, imagine if Kingy be all over. It could be the Geelong-Melbourne back-to-back, could it? That'd just be fascinating for the punters.
I'm not kinging. So I haven't done that work. I'm sure he's done it in his head about where they all finish and
no doubt
how it does.
Absolutely. Okay, so I think you're right. Ben, you were mentioning before, if things go according to plan, which often they don't, but you would think a 1-2 finish, Bulldogs, Cats. Mm. Okay, terrific work.
We see the Cats coming into the Blundstone Arena rooms. Chris Scott pretty happy.
Just seeing Nathan Kruger there too. He won't show up enormously on the stat sheet. He only had 7 possessions, but did some nice things defensively. A couple of smothers, attacked the footy well when he needed to, and he didn't make any mistakes.
No, he did not.
He's a good size, isn't he?
He's a very good size. Yeah. And it, you know, true to the way Geelong do it, Ben and Jace, we talk about them. You need to spend some time in the VFL. It's just their list structure. It's older. They want to win AFL Premiership every year. That's what it's designed. He's been around for a few years.
So the Cats get it done in Blundstone, 8-14-62. They defeated North Melbourne 6-6-42. We're into the fifth quarter now. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully have somebody from the rooms at Blundstone to talk to. We'll also go through the massive amount of Kerr's highest stats, and I want a comprehensive review, yeah. Ben.
We only
like
do comprehensive
only
reviews.
Tom King likes.
Yeah, we only
comprehensive
do.
Review.
It's the only thing I do, Jase, comprehensive.
we'll go through all the bits and pieces with Mark Neild in the experts chair for Wilson's Real Estate, and we'll wrap things up at the K-Rock Hub here this afternoon. The Cats by 20, and you're here for APCO with APCO. Buy a barista-made coffee from your local APCO cafe 24/7 for your chance to win free coffee for a year. Live, breathe, K-Rock football. The fifth quarter.